Top story today, Americans and jobless claims. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the second day of May, and thanks for being here. In other news headlines, black taxpayers face more audits than other groups and what the IRS says about that issue. Microsoft in Malaysia made the news, so too did Peloton, but for very different reasons. Mortgage rates climbed yet again. We've got the Wall Street Report and more news about how much Google paid Apple to be the default search engine on Safari. It's a big number and why it matters. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Well, it's been a remarkable storyline for months. Wages are up, and the number of people applying for jobless benefits continues to be historically low as the labor market continues to show strength in the face of high interest rates and elevated inflation. On Thursday, the Labor Department reported that unemployment claims for the week that ended on April 27 was 208,000. That's the same as the previous week, and that's the fewest since mid-February. And add to all that is this fact. The four-week average of claims, which softens some of the weekly volatility, fell by 3,500 to 210,000. The United States has remained at historically low levels since the pandemic purge of millions of jobs in the spring of 2020. Link this story to rising wages and the fact that last month, employers added 303,000 jobs and the unemployment rate has now been below 4% for 26 weeks. The longest stretch in decades. Wall Street was not worried about jobs or wages or unemployment. Investors cheered remarks yesterday by Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and the markets surged. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. A new study says the IRS audits more black taxpayers than other groups. No, not kidding on this. The Associated Press is reporting that the IRS said it has taken steps to address a wide disparity in audit rates between black taxpayers and other filers and is more closely examining the returns of larger numbers of wealthy people and major companies. This in response to a study from January of last year involving university researchers and the Treasury Department, which found the IRS data-driven algorithms selected black taxpayers for auditing up to 4.7 times the rate of non-black taxpayers. The study said the IRS disproportionately audited people who claim the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is aimed at low to moderate income workers and families. While black taxpayers accounted for 21% of the claims for that break, they were the focus of 43% of the audits concerning the credit. IRS Commissioner Daniel Warfel said the IRS has tried over the past year to show how money from the Inflation Reduction Act, that was President Biden's big climate, health, and tax law, has helped to modernize the agency, improve taxpayer services, and that people making less than $400,000 a year would not be subject to more audits due to the new funding. Noting the promise to keep audit rates for people making $400,000 a year and less at 2018 levels, he said on Thursday, quote, "We haven't in any way exceeded that rate," end quote. Microsoft says it will spend $2.2 billion in Malaysia over the next 4 years. What for? The company says it will go toward new cloud and artificial intelligence infrastructure, as well as a new partnership with the government to establish a national AI center. The embattled fitness company Peloton is laying off about 400 workers, and its CEO, Barry McCarthy, is stepping down. The AP is reporting that Peloton has been working on a significant rebranding since last year, shifting its identity as a seller of luxury exercise bikes and equipment to health technology for all. The New York-based company experienced incredible sales growth during the height of the pandemic. Its share price multiplied by more than 5 times in 2020 due to lockdowns that made its pricey bikes and treadmills popular among customers who pay a monthly fee to participate in interactive workouts. But sales began to slow in 2021 as vaccines allowed people to roam more freely from their homes, including visits to the gym. On all of this news, shares of Peloton sank by 12% to a low of $2.77. However, by the close, the company's stock rebounded to $3.14 a share. Once again, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage has gone up. Freddie Mac reported that the rate rose to 7.22% this week from 7.17% last week. Just a year ago, the average rate was 6.39%. This, by the way, is also the highest rate we've seen in more than 5 months. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has now increased 5 weeks in a row, and it hasn't been this high since November 30 of last year. Wall Street rallied on the day in an attempt to trim losses for the week. The Dow gained a whopping 322 points to close at 38,225, while the Nasdaq picked up 235 points to close at 15,840, and the S&P 500 added 45 points to finish the session at 5064. Investors focused on earnings and downplayed worries about any rate increase by the Fed. The tech-heavy Nasdaq enjoyed a healthy boost from chip stocks after Qualcomm reported quarterly sales and profit above analyst expectations. Also, data released today included muted jobless claims, a drop in planned layoffs, a surge in quarterly labor costs, and a sharp deceleration in productivity, all of which throws focus on tomorrow's much-anticipated April employment report. West Texas Intermediate crude continued its downward path due to a drop in demand. At news time, oil was trading at $78.95 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.582% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how much money Google paid Apple to be the preferred search engine in the Safari browser. Google parent Alphabet paid Apple $20 billion in 2022 for Google to be that default search engine. That's according to newly unsealed court documents in the Justice Department's antitrust case against Google, which heads into closing arguments. The feds argue that Google has illegally dominated the online search market and its related advertising. The case has revealed exactly how much Apple relies on those payments from Google, which made up more than 17% of the iPhone maker's 2020 operating income. Wow. A decision in this case is expected later this year. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.